Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Should pastors talk about politics? What are the parallels between Nazi Germany and America today? What about all these issues of transgenderism, gender confusion, same-sex marriage, all those things? And there's all kinds of talk about the big elections coming up in America. Dr. Erwin Lutzer, thank you for your prophetic voice on all of this. It is good to have you back on Truth Talk.
Thank you so much, Steve. It's great to be with you. And in response to what you asked, the simple fact is this, that pastors, I don't think that they should endorse political candidates. I have reasons for that. But they can't help but preach on issues that are political.
Yes, sir.
In other words, transgenderism, you know, you mentioned. Should we be preaching about that, helping people to understand it? Yes. Should we preach with brokenness and humility? Yes. Not judgmental, but helping people navigate the culture. We should be able to talk about issues regarding the school system. For example, in Illinois, where I am, I don't think any parent, any Christian parent, should send his or her child to a public school because it has become so pornographic, so much leftist, that it is it's just awful. And the whole desire, of course, is to separate, you know, parents from their children, and the consequences are huge. So there are those kinds of issues regarding freedom of religion, whether or not we should always obey the government. We're thinking about those issues. So what the pastor needs to do is to speak to the controlling realities of the culture. If he's an expositor, he's going through a book, fine. But there are times when he has to stop because the culture is collapsing around him.
And you're a big expositor. I mean, I listen to your teaching all the time. Great partner. Many stations that listen to Truth Talk carry your program, including the Truth Network, AFR. All these stations carry some version or some interviews that you do. And Dr. Erwin Lutzer, the Word of God speaks to these issues. I mean, some folks say, well, the Bible doesn't talk about abortion. The Bible doesn't talk about homosexuality. The Bible doesn't. But whoa, time out. This is why God gave us His Word, to give clarity on His view of marriage. Can you talk about how important it is to actually go deeper in the Word and to address these issues biblically, and especially when believers are on the verge of losing all their religious liberties in this country because so few are actually, you know, so big percentage of Christians are even voting nowadays. They're not even going and casting a vote, which is their stewardship.
Well, first of all, let me say it's so important for people to be involved politically. Is politics important? Well, ask the people who lived through Nazi Germany. Go to North Korea. Ask the Christians there, if there still are some, whether or not politics is important. Would you rather live in North Korea or South Korea? So obviously politics is important. It's not all important. The gospel is all important. But to ignore these kinds of issues is really wrong. Now, what I like to emphasize is make sure that you preach on biblical issues. Don't get involved in the controversy regarding the vaccines because there are people who have made up their mind on one side or another. My personal view is I respect those who have been vaccinated. I also respect those who haven't been vaccinated. Mm. And so what we need to do is not split over that, even whether or not your church should have closed during the COVID crisis. Let's give people freedom of conscience. But when it comes to some issues regarding sexuality, when it comes to issues regarding the home, even when it comes to issues regarding race, the Bible speaks to all those issues. And we need to help our people navigate this culture.
Well, and our people are watching these TV ads, hearing radio ads for candidates who are far left. They're absolutely supportive of killing our own young in our country, which is evil and horrible. But they're starting to sound like members of the religious right. They're starting to sound like they've become reborn in their political ads. Can you talk about how believers need to kind of like have some discernment and quit voting based on, well, you don't like this person and they make you mad, but vote maybe based on what God's word says and how important that is, Dr. Lutzer. Again, not putting all, you know, not elevating or making a God out of politics, but the importance of exercising discernment and wisdom in how we vote, and definitely voting.
Yes, it's very important for us to understand that when it comes to politics, sometimes you have a choice between two liars because, you know, we live in a fallen world and sometimes our choices are not very good. But what we have to do is to ask ourselves this question. Can we look beyond the person and ask this question? How will he or she vote? And what are the issues that are most important biblically? Now, can we get a direct alignment? Probably not, but we do the best we can.
Take a quick break, but real quick, plug your next book, Dr. Lutzer, before we get out of here, and let everyone know why you wrote it.
I've written a book entitled No Reason to Hide, Standing for Christ in a Collapsing Culture. What it does is it helps us identify the issues. For example, how do you speak to a child who says, Mom and Dad, I think I'm transgender? How do we answer those questions? What about issues regarding race? One of the longest chapters is entitled Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, and I show how that works against us rather than for us. Issues regarding propaganda and discernment. All of those kinds of issues are found in the book, No Reason to Hide, Standing for Christ in a Collapsing Culture.
All right, just Google Dr. Erwin Lutzer. He's been the pastor emeritus of the Moody Church, author, prolific author, on the host of the radio program Running to Win, which is a wonderful program. I listen to you almost every day, Dr. Lutzer. Thank you for your impact on my life and so for being just a faithful man of God in these dark days.
Thank you so much, Stu, and we appreciate so much your ministry and getting the word out and trying to help believers run all the way to the finish line.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Dr. Erwin Lutzer, share this podcast with others. Thank you so much to all our affiliates that carry this program. If you haven't heard him preach the Word of God, go find him and you will love. What's the main website for the ministry, Dr. Lutzer? Folks want to listen to you. We've got links at truthnetwork.com, all of our affiliates to have links to, but what's the best website for folks to hear Running to Win?
They can hear Running to Win. They can go to moodymedia.org. Okay. All kinds of sermons and blogs. And in on one place also, Running to Win is found. All that they need to do is to type that into Google, and I'm sure they'll find a way to listen.
It's good to have you in North Carolina. We're in Raleigh, North Carolina, at the Shepherd's 360 Conference at Shepherd's Theological Seminary in Cary. And it's always a highlight. We're going to leave this room and go hear Dr. Moeller preach. So let's go do that. Dr. Erwin Lutzer, what a blessing. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Say goodbye. If Billy Graham were here and, you know, from heaven with a megaphone saying goodbye to everyone, how would he say goodbye to everyone?
Well, he might give an invitation. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to come, hundreds of you. You simply get up out of your seats, and I want you to come. Something like that.
Something like that. And he would say, turn truthnetwork.com. God bless you, Dr. Erwin Lutzer. Yes, sir.
This is the Truth Network.